Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in Jake Eisenberg. You'll hear him throughout the weekend as the Royals continue this homestand, taking on the Sacramento A's, the A's, the Vegas A's, whatever they are these days, out at Kauffman Stadium. Jake Eisenberg with us here on 96.5 The Fan. Have you accidentally called them the Oakland A's, or will you this weekend?
Will I this weekend? Maybe. Have I? No. You've got to put a dollar in our jar, by the way. I think we're going to have a jar in the booth and see how many times it happens. Look, admittedly, it's going to be a little bit easier for me than it is for Denny, who's been calling them the Oakland Athletics for, you know, over 50 years now, and probably a little bit easier for me than Stu, who's been doing it a lot longer than I have. You may or may not have noticed, I tend to say the team's nickname
on the air
almost exclusively. Part of that reason is, like, I think we as fans, like, you know, if you're an Oakland A's fan or were an Oakland A's fan, did you ever say, hey, we're going to the Oakland game tonight? Probably not. You said we're going to the A's game tonight. And so I prefer to use the team nicknames instead of the cities more often than not, just because I think that's what we do as fans regularly.
Jake, last night, obviously, the Royals end up getting swept by the Yankees. Kind of a similar story for a big chunk of the year right now. I don't know. We're going to talk more about it at 11, but can you have the yips as a team with runners in scoring position? I heard Ryan and you both say the same thing, which is they've got the best batting average in baseball since May 1st. It is not equaling runs. So, like, at what point the lack of power, the lack of runners in scoring position, like, can you have the team yips, I guess, based on that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. And I mean, I'll point out from a batting average perspective, I've been focusing in not just necessarily since May 1st, but since this lineup changed on June 3rd when Jack Caglione got called up. And since the lineup changed, since it became India, Witt, Garcia, Pasquantino, Salvi, you know, Cags, and whoever's on down 7-8-9, I mean, the Royals are batting .280, which is the best in baseball since June 3rd. That just has not equated to runs, because also since June 3rd, the team's hitting .194 with runners in scoring position. And I think we all thought in St. Louis, I mean, we saw this team go 11 for 33 with runners in scoring position. It looked like, okay, you know, the tide has turned. The corner, we've come around the corner. But then now the last two series, 3 for 22 with risk against the White Sox, 0 for 17 against the Yankees. I don't know if there's such a thing as team yips. I will point to what Vinny Pasquantino said last night. And he said, quote, I think it is actually becoming a weight, you know, referencing, you know, wanting to come through with guys and runners in scoring position. Even though it's such a volatile stat and it is so dependent on situation and timing and pitching and inning and score, there is, you know, data that backs up the fact that the Royals are great when there are not runners in scoring position and have really struggled when there are runners in scoring position. And even if you stick to your processes, the results show that there is a big difference.
Jake, I think one of the frustrations, what makes it more frustrating for some fans, is that Hey, this organization throughout this year has gone and pretty much exercised just about every internal organization move with players that they could. We can talk about external options maybe in a few weeks, depending on the position they're in. But, I mean, they've DFA'd some guys. They've optioned some guys. They've called up Rave and Lofton. They've called up their top prospect in Caglione. I think that adds to is like they, I feel like they've exhausted all their internal options.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there is still one internal option, and that is if MJ Melendez can figure it out in AAA. He's been hitting better lately. If he can come back up, maybe that's your kind of last internal option before looking externally. I will say that, at least personally, I've really liked what we've seen from John Rave and from Nick Lofton and from Drew Waters, who started the season in AAA, and Jack Caglione, I think, has been pretty solid, you know, given the expectations. Sure, he has not hit a home run yet, but you can see that that's coming. And I actually thought, you know, even though he went down looking a couple of times last night, I thought that the strike three call in the fifth inning, I thought that pitch could have easily been called ball four. I saw the takes from him seem pretty confident. They weren't takes on pitches he seemed to be fooled by. They were takes on pitches he was pretty convinced by, with the exception of the fastball that ended the game yesterday. I think that might have been a situation where he was looking for that Devin Williams changeup and didn't. And, you know, when the pitch comes in that much faster, it catches you off guard a little bit, maybe more than you might expect. But I think the guys they brought up internally have been solid. I'm not also sure that those guys should have ever necessarily been looked at to be saviors of an offense. It's a collective group. And so I think when you look at the group collectively and you look at the top five in that lineup, India, Witt, Garcia, Pasquantino, Perez, individually, it seems like they have turned corners just at slightly different times. You know, India's hot right now, but Bobby's cooled off a little bit. Mikel's cooled off a little bit. Vinny's hot as he's been all season. Salvia's ebbed and flowed, where he goes on these really scorching hot streaks, but then, you know, they're ice cold and it hasn't all clicked at the same time. This is something that, you know, Ryan and Q and Denny were talking about yesterday, how clusters of hitters just haven't all clicked at the same time.
When you look at the pitching staff, we now know that Cole Reagans obviously is heading to the IL. How do you, I mean, obviously they don't have an answer yet for the length of time in which he's going to miss, but how do you think that Lorenzen and Noah Cameron and those guys can cover enough to make do? Do you have to look further into the minors? Like, does this become a trade thing? Like, all those questions, right? How do you cover the loss of Cole Reagans for now?
Yeah, and I think it depends on what your level of expectation is in terms of cover the loss of Cole Reagans. I mean, I think it's interesting. You know, this pitching staff has been so good all season, but if you dig beneath the surface just a little bit and you look at this recent stretch of games where the Royals went from 8 games above 500 to now a game below 500, the pitching has taken a step back from the otherworldly performance we saw at the beginning of the season, too. You know, since May 10th, it's a 4.21 ERA. That's a 4.12 ERA from the starters. Since May 10th, that's when this streak started. That's when the 7-game winning streak ended. And so the pitching has come back down to earth and become a little bit more league average, while the offense has stayed, you know, in its ebb and flow, more struggling with runners in scoring position state. And that's a really difficult combination to overcome. Can Lorenzen and Noah Cameron, you know, pick up the slack or get you close to what Cole Reagans, you know, would give you and what Reagans was giving you at the beginning of the season? Sure, maybe. As far as the depth that the Royals have pitching-wise, it's going to be tested a little bit more than they probably expected. I'm sure the Royals expected maybe for Kyle Wright to be a little bit closer to being back, and he certainly could be an option, you know, if there needs to be an option. I'm sure the Royals were hoping that Alec Marsh would be back on the mound by this point, but he's been sidelined with that shoulder impingement since the end of spring training. I believe Rich Hill has an opt-out in a couple of days from his contract, and, you know, I think that speaks to it, too. You know, who would have thought we'd be talking about Rich Hill is a possible depth option, you know, a month ago when this team was above 500 and pitching lights out. So as far as the depth concerns, yeah, the depth has been tested in a way that I'm not sure anyone really expected.
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg here on 96.5 The Fan. You've been in that clubhouse throughout the season. You've been around these guys for a couple of years now. When you see what's been going on offensively, Cody kind of asked you just about, hey, is yips a thing or mental strain when it comes to running runners in scoring position? But in terms of, you know, hey, who's the guy that can fire up this team that can get them out of this? Whether I'm not even just talking about when Jazz Chisholm says something. I'm talking about truly, hey, when things aren't going well, who's the guy that can get the team together and rally? Do they have that type of voice in that clubhouse?
Yeah, the answer is Salvi. You know, I've been seeing, you know, people wanting this team to have more fire or wanting to see more fire, but I think maybe they're forgetting the kind of competitor that Salvador Perez is and has been over the course of his Royals career. It's not as if he's sitting quietly in the dugout, you know, down toward the third base side while this is happening. It's not as if he's sitting quietly in the clubhouse while this is going on. Sure, he leads by example, but he's also the vocal leader and captain of this team for a reason, and certainly brings that competitive fire. And I think we see it also from Vinny Pasquantino. You know, he's you know, giving you the blunt quotes post game about how much this last series sucked. And if you think he's alone in feeling that, then you're dead wrong. He might be the only one that's coming out and saying it in as stark terms as he is. But that's definitely the feeling within the clubhouse too, that yeah, this last series, you know, this is the team that beat you in the postseason last year. You wanted to make a statement against them this season, and ultimately they swept you twice, and that sucks, and there's no way around that. But as far as the competitive fire, as far as someone that can really, you know, build a fire under this team and will this team forward, it's Salvador Perez. It has always been Salvador Perez, and I think sometimes we forget that Salvi has that C on his chest for a pretty darn good reason.
What is the clubhouse atmosphere? You're around it every single day. I'm always kind of curious of that. You can sense when a team's kind of, like you mentioned Vinny said, hey, it's starting to feel that way. Is the energy still where it was a couple of weeks ago when this team was playing a little bit better?
That's a good question. I mean, I think one of the hallmarks of this team over the last couple of years, and I think this trickles down from the top with Q, is that I think this team, for better, and you can argue for worse, but I think it's for better, is that they're a pretty even-keeled team. And yes, even though yesterday's 1-0 loss really sucked, and the day before the 6-3 loss really sucked, and same goes for the 10-2 loss or whatever it was on the series opener, I think these guys are really good at turning the page, at least in the clubhouse. You know, how it looks in the batting cages or in areas that, you know, media is not privy to, who knows. But at least in the clubhouse, the vibe that I get is that, you know, these guys are trying to win the game today, and they are striving and working toward winning the game today. And you don't see it necessarily carrying over from the day before. You don't see anything sullen after a loss or anything, you know, over the top exuberant after a win. I think that happens to be a hallmark of good and successful teams, that you can turn the page one way or another from a win or a loss. I think, look, that's something that I had the chance to talk to George Brett a little bit yesterday. He and Bo Jackson were both in the game yesterday. I had a chance to talk with them a little bit beforehand. And I asked George about, you know, carrying over, you know, the stinging feelings after a loss and the stinging feelings after a win. And he said, yeah, you feel a little bit better after a win, but after a loss, once you leave the clubhouse, that's in the rear view. And that's truly how he felt over the course of his career, even, you know, in those losses against the Yankees in the 70s. Certainly those stung maybe a little bit more because it was the playoffs, but there's a part of being a professional athlete and a Major League Baseball player where you're doing this every single day that you've got to turn the page. And I think that's something this clubhouse does really well.
No, the guys in the clubhouse have to turn the page, but you know, when fans look at the way this team is playing, how big is this series? I feel like every week we ask you, hey, this feels like a really big series this weekend. And given the way they're playing, given the quick drop now all of a sudden from being 8 games above 500 to where they sit today, where are you at with this team heading into a series against the A's?
Yeah, I don't think it's unfair to say that, you know, looking at game 70 of the season tonight, that the Royals definitely didn't want to be a game below 500. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was some extra energy in that clubhouse today and this weekend to go out against the A's and not just win tonight, but win tomorrow and win Sunday and sweep this weekend and really make a statement that this is not a team that's going to, you know, roll over and kind of 500 their way through this summer, that this is a team that has gotten knocked down but can certainly get back up again. Now, I think what these guys will also tell you is, sure, while everybody is clamoring for a sweep and wants a sweep against an A's team that, you know, got off to a pretty hot start this season but has struggled somewhat expectedly since then. I mean, they come in at 26-44. I think that everyone will tell you, hey, you can't win the second game, you can't win the third game and sweep until you win the first game, and I think that's the key tonight. I'm expecting a pretty big crowd tonight. You know, it's a Friday night, you know, summer game, you know, fireworks after the game. Most importantly, Alex Gordon's Royals Hall of Fame induction before the game. I think there's going to be a ton of juice in the building tonight. And if there's one thing that this team has shown the want to do, it is really put on a show when these fans come out and support them the way that they should. And so, yeah, I think this weekend, I think this week in particular, the White Sox and the Yankees was an unfortunate wake-up call of sorts of, hey, we're better than what we're showing right now. And I think everybody inside that clubhouse knows that. And I think now they have to go out and prove it against the A's this weekend.
Jake Eisenberg.
Oh, I was going to say, what'd you get your dad for Father's Day? You know, that was
it. Say that again?
I said, what'd you get your dad for Father's Day?
So my parents are actually coming to town this weekend. My sister's coming in too. They should land, I don't know, sometime this afternoon. They're coming to the game. So got them tickets to all three games. Managed to line up some nice tickets for Saturday and Sunday too, especially. They're going to come up to the booth and get to see the behind the scenes action there. Got him a nice t-shirt, you know, and some other surprises. I don't know if he's listening, so I don't want to reveal everything.
There you go. Jake Eisenberg, appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, take care, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.